Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, the only program in radio where the audience writes the show. Tonight, the honors and the prize money go to Rebecca M. Bennett of Indianapolis, Indiana, for her play, The Long Lane, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian, with Rosemary DeCamp in the role of Judy Price. Men, have you dry scalp? It's not hard to tell. If your hair is dry, hard to comb, if it sheds dandruff flakes, if your scalp feels tight and itchy, dry scalp is probably your trouble. Check it with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Just 5 drops a day keep dry scalp away. Here's why. Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp by supplementing the natural scalp oil. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Apply Vaseline Hair Tonic with your comb or directly to the scalp to keep your hair neat, well-groomed all day long. And before every shampoo, massage the scalp vigorously with Vaseline Hair Tonic, an extra aid that loosens dandruff scales, relieves itchy tightness. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic tonight. See how much better your hair looks, how much better your scalp feels. Remember, more bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than any other hair tonic. Buy, try Vaseline Hair Tonic. Now for the play. The opening scene finds Dr. Christian and Judy stepping up on the porch of a pretty white cottage on Elm Street.
Well, I hope Jackie isn't sick again. I thought his lame leg was improving.
I gathered it was his mother. Jerry Connor called, and he was so excited I could hardly understand him.
Oh, there you are, Doctor. Thank heaven. And Judy.
Yeah, good evening.
Come in, come in.
What's the trouble, Jerry?
It's Gladys, Mrs. Brooks, my fiancée. She's fainted. Hurry. I've got her on the couch in here. She seems to be coming, too. Gladys, the doctor's here.
Doctor? Dr. Christian? Is Jackie ill?
No, it's you this time, Mrs. Brooks. The guy tells me you fainted. Wasn't that a rather old-fashioned thing to do?
Perhaps, but things just faded.
Is she all right, Doctor?
I think so. Have you been ill, Mrs. Brooks?
No. Oh, the telegram. Where's the telegram?
I don't know. You dropped it, I guess. I don't see it.
Well, was it the telegram that made you faint?
Was it bad news? It was from the War Department. My husband, he's been found.
But I thought you were a widow.
Oh, they'd been separated for years. We were planning for her to get a divorce so we could marry.
And now he's been found in China.
But that doesn't need to make any difference. You were through with him long before the war.
Oh, Jerry, you don't understand.
I understand you fainted when you heard he was alive.
Oh, Jerry. Jerry, please go. I can't talk now.
Yes, dear, you better go. You had quite a shock, and she's stunned and confused. She'll be able to talk to you in the morning.
All right, I'll go. Good night.
If he's had a shock, too, he doesn't understand.
Oh, Dr. Christian, what am I to do?
Get some rest so you can think clearly.
Jackie, where is Jackie?
Upstairs. He's gone to bed, thank goodness.
You'd better go up, Judy. He might have been waiting.
Yes, I'll go and see.
Oh, Doctor, I've been so miserably alone. So long.
Jackie?
But he's a child. I couldn't talk to him about it.
And Jerry?
Oh, he's been wonderful. He asked me to marry him, and I had to tell him the truth that I was still married to Jeffrey. He took it all right, just began to talk of divorce.
And you don't want a divorce?
Yes, I do, but I'm not sure it would be right.
Oh, love usually isn't so concerned with the right.
It isn't love that bothers me. It's a promise I made.
Well, perhaps it would help if you told me all about it.
No one except Mrs. Parker would have married Bignall around. So
silly, awful sort of... Why, Jackie, I thought you were in bed.
Oh, it's you, Miss Judy. Hello.
What are you doing?
Writing a letter to my dad. My dad. I've got a father, Miss Judy, just like all the other kids. And he's a soldier, a captain. See, the telegram says Captain Jeffrey Book.
Oh, but Jackie says he's been hurt.
Yeah, but he'll get well. He's tough. I bet you those old Japs couldn't kill my dad, I'll bet you.
I thought you didn't know about your father.
Mom never talked about much of him, but, well, she just said he was away. I don't see why she didn't tell me he was in the war, so I could have told those guys.
What guys?
Oh, the kids at school, and Bobby next door. They brag all the time about their dads and brothers. They said I didn't have any pop in the war. And I could never be a soldier either, because I was lame. But I'll show him when my dad comes home.
But maybe he won't be able to come home, Jack.
Sure he will. I'm writing him to come home quick.
Well, maybe your mother, maybe she should write, hmm?
She will, but I'm writing right away. Will you mail it for me, Miss Judy?
Oh, sure I will.
Maybe you better address it, too. I don't write so good. Here, guess the telegram will show how to mark it.
Dr. Christian, if you read the gossip columns, you'd remember Jeffrey Brooks, the millionaire playboy and his escapades.
But you married him.
Oh, yes. Headlines. Millionaire playboy elopes with showgirl.
I don't think you're the sort to be dazzled.
That's what his father said later. Oh, but he was furious the morning after we were married. He called me a gold digger and said he'd never give his son another penny as long as he was married to a girl like that. It would have been all right, only Jeff had never worked. Didn't know how to make a living, so I had to go on with the show to keep us both. He got bitter, drank a lot, and was cruel. We had a terrible quarrel, and he left me. Soon he was going around the night spots again. I knew his father had taken him back now that he was rid of that girl.
And you?
I didn't care, except I was going to have a baby.
You didn't tell him?
I had my pride. I tried to save, but the show closed, and I had to go to a charity hospital.
Wasn't that carrying pride pretty far?
Yes, and it did no good. Somehow a reporter got the story, and the day after Jackie was born, who should come stomping into my room but old John T. Brooks with a newspaper in his hand. He held it up for me to read. Heir to Brooks Fortune, born in charity ward.
What's the idea, young woman? Fight? To humiliate me?
No, Mr. Brooks. I didn't know they'd find out.
You didn't tell them?
Of course not. Why should I?
Come to think of it, why should you want to spite me badly enough to put up with this dump?
It's not a dump. They've given me very good care.
Well, you're getting out of it today. I've arranged for you to go to a real hospital.
But I don't want you to pay.
You think I'll have my grandson accepting charity?
That's Jeff's business, not yours.
Jeff's not home. He's off on that yacht I bought him. The old fool I am. Say, did he know about this baby and not tell me? If he did, I'll wring his neck.
He didn't know.
Stubborn little goose, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
I believe I like you. Going through this all alone, not asking for a cent. What was your game? To get more alimony?
I'm not asking alimony, and I don't play games, and I don't like you, so please get out of here.
No, don't get your dander up. I didn't mean anything.
Will you get out, or shall I call them?
Girl, listen to me. I'm sorry. I'm a gruff man. I make mistakes, and I wish you'd forgive me.
Why should I?
You shouldn't, but Jeff, I'm thinking of. A girl like you could straighten him out.
I failed at that, Mr. Brooks.
No, I failed. See, I'd come up the hard way, and I wanted my boy to have all the things I'd never had when I was a kid.
What are you trying to say to me, Mr. Brooks?
I want you to come home with me. You and the baby.
Did it ever occur to you that a woman doesn't care to be purchased like a bottle of medicine as a cure-all for a spoiled rat of a man?
I'm not very tactful, I know. But I'm going to say what's on my mind. Someday, Jeff will get tired of playing around and come home. And if you're still his wife...
He'll never come back to me.
It's a long lane. It has no turn.
There was something so tired and sad in his voice that I listened to him. He made me a proposition. He'd set up a trust fund for Jackie and me, and we could live where we pleased. Only I was not to divorce Jeffrey. I was just to wait till the long, crooked lane he was traveling turned and brought him home to me.
And you accepted?
I pitied Mr. Brooks. He was so broken. I could forgive his wanting to use me to save his son.
Was that old?
I think so. Anyway, I promised not to divorce Jeffrey.
But you were planning to divorce him, Jerry said.
Well, Jerry couldn't take no for an answer. Besides, old Mr. Brooks died 5 years ago. Jeff must have been there, must have found out where I was, yet he didn't come to me. I felt my promise was kept.
After all, you thought you could be expected to give up your whole life, your happiness, because of such a promise.
Oh, but now he's wounded. Seriously. And I promised his father I'd wait, so if he ever needed me...
He doesn't. If you have no love for him, only a sense of duty, he would certainly resent that.
Yes, I see what you mean. Thank you.
Well, go to sleep. Don't worry. I'm sure everything will come out all right. Good night.
Good night, Dr. Christian.
Jackie's tucked in bed and off to dreamland.
Good. We can go now, Judy.
Good night, Mrs. Brooks.
Good night, Judy. Good night, Doctor.
Good night. Hey, it's odd what became of that telegram.
Jackie had it. He'd heard the doorbell and come down, found the telegram. Not knowing his mother had fainted, taken it upstairs with him. He'd never seen one, he said, and he wanted to look at it. Oh, Dr. Christian.
Why, Judy, what's the matter? You're crying.
Oh, it was so pitiful. He was so happy just knowing he had a father, you know? So proud he was writing him a letter when I went in. He asked me to address and mail it for him and gave me the telegram.
Ah, I think Judy will deliver that letter in person. If we can find out when he's back in the States.
Why, Paul Christian, this is a pleasure.
We've been wanting to visit your military hospital here for a long time, Doctor. Now, I understand the young man I telephoned you about is here.
Captain Brooks? Yes, he was among those flown back last week. It's wonderful how quickly they get them here.
May we see him?
Oh, yes, of course. But I warn you, he's not a very pleasant chap to talk to. Right this way.
What do you mean? Is his condition so bad?
Frankly, I haven't much hope for him. Physically, he should pull through, but he doesn't seem to care to live. Strange, too. His buddies say that he was quite a hero at the front. But here, well, you'll see. Someone to see you, Captain Brooks. Dr. Christian and Miss Price, his nurse.
Good morning, Captain Brooks.
What's good about it?
Well, for one thing, it's peaceful.
Oh, I'm supposed to like that, huh? Did it ever occur to you, Molly Coddlers, that there are queer guys that like a bit of noise and excitement around them?
I should think you would have had enough of that.
Any fool but me would. But me, I'm nuts, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Captain.
Oh, not out loud where I can hear. But I don't like the way he just lies and stares at the ceiling. What do they expect me to do, be cheerful while I wait for a new leg to grow on?
Some are.
Well, let them. Maybe legs will grow on them or something just as good.
I'm sorry. I'd hoped he could have a chat, but, well... Anyway, here's a letter for you.
A letter? Oh, check for little Jeffrey from the Bank and Trust Company, I suppose.
Aren't you going to pick it up, Captain Brooks?
No, baby. You can have it if it's my monthly allowance.
Open it, Judy.
Oh, it's a personal letter.
Oh, now, don't tell me one of my old flames has burned a fuse all this way. Tell her I'm a dud and can't explode.
It's from your son.
Who? Oh, you're kidding. I haven't any...
It says, Dear Captain Dad, I'm sorry you were hurt, but don't worry. When you get home, Mom and I will take care of you, and Dr. Christian will fix you up swell. Even if you can't walk so good, it won't be so bad. I know because I am lame and I have lots of fun anyway. Please hurry and get well enough to come home so that...
Let me see that. So I can show you to some smart aleck kids... that think I haven't got a father. Hey, fellas. Fellas, do you hear this? I got a letter from my kid, my son. Gosh, I didn't know he was big enough to write. Bragging because his dad's a captain. And even if I can't be a soldier myself, ever, they can't say we Brookses aren't brave. With lots of love, your son, John Brooke. P.S. Please hurry and get home. Oh, gosh. My kid. My own kid. Doctor, nurse, get me out of here. Get me well quick. I gotta get home.
Gracious, Jackie Brooks, what are you so excited about?
He's coming today. I got a telegram to me, see?
Well, let's see. Arriving 2:10. Does your mother know?
Yeah, I showed it to her and Jerry. I showed it to all the kids, too. Boy, did their eyes bulge. I'm going down to the station to meet him. Golly, it's almost 2 now.
Poor Mrs. Brooks. I hope she didn't faint again.
No, it's the boy's father I'm thinking about.
Yes, he's the one that's due for a shock. He doesn't know, she didn't know, Jackie was writing that letter.
Oh, come on, Judy. Let's meet that train ourselves. Here we are, in time, too.
Oh, look, there's Jackie with those boys. He's brought the whole town to see his dad.
Oh, I don't believe anybody's coming. He is, too. You'll see. It's 2:30, and you said 2:10. The train must be late. You're stalling.
Bumping all along. He ain't got no father.
I have, too. I showed you the telegram, didn't I?
You could fix that. You're rich.
Being rich don't fix his legs, nor get him a father, neither. I'd rather have my dad than all his money, I would. I don't want money. I want my dad. He's coming. Here he is. He's coming.
Hey, Jackie.
Dr. Clifton, I feel shaky all over.
Oh, you just stay close to us, Jackie.
Yeah, but suppose he don't come.
He ain't coming. You've been a lying. Now you're scared.
He is coming. He's on that train. He's got to be.
Of course he is. People are getting off now. Watch.
I don't see him. That's a private.
Hey, look, the conductor's helping somebody.
It's him, it's him, I know. Dad, Dad!
Stop. John Brooks, my son.
Oh, Daddy.
We came with Jackie, Captain Brooks.
Oh, glad to see you, sir. And Judy.
Hello.
But where's your mother, son?
She's home with Jerry.
That's her lawyer. Perhaps it would be best if you came with us, Captain. There are things you should understand.
Oh, I see. Well, run along with your friends, Jackie. I'm stopping at Dr. Christian's office a while.
Oh, gee. All right. Come on, fellas. He's going in the car with Dr. Christian. But you saw, he is a captain. And he's my dad.
You know, Captain, you don't seem at all like the young man your wife described to me. Millionaire playboy, she said to call you.
Oh, I suppose I have changed a bit. 10 years older.
Oh, it's more than that.
I know. Dr. Christian, whatever my wife told you was true. I was a rotter all my life until... Oh, but what does that matter now? She'll judge me as she remembers me.
She loved you. Perhaps she saw you then as you might be.
Oh, she couldn't have guessed. I certainly didn't. Well, it was the war, but not altogether. I don't know.
Tell me about it, my boy.
Well, I was afraid without Dad back of me. Like always, I got drunk. Toward morning, I wound up in a joint in Chinatown. There was a fellow there calling for recruits to fight the Japs. He told what they'd been doing in China. It made your blood creep, some of it. They wanted flies especially. I knew how to fly. Dad had given me a plane, so I signed up. Adventure, I said. That was what I needed.
And was it?
I don't know. But out there in China, it happened to me.
What?
I found out I was good for something. I saw what other people had been suffering while I was playing around and... Well, I went for fun. But I stayed to fight in dead earnest.
And that gave you the silver spike you needed?
More. It showed me what had been wrong with me all along.
How do you mean?
Well, out there I was glad and free and happy for the first time in my life because I was doing something for others instead of taking everything for myself. But... When I came home, I was through with fighting. A cripple. And nobody to carry it on.
Oh, I can understand how you felt.
Well, then, Jackie's letter. It was like a rocket bursting into a shower of the most beautiful stars ever seen on the 4th of July. I was a man. I was going to get well, go places, be something. Anything to keep that boy of mine proud of me.
And you will.
I don't know. I'll never be like I was before, I know that, but I will be lonely. I had hoped Gladys might...
Might be she will. You see her?
Oh, I'm not going to see her. She loves this other man, and... Oh, I'm going back on the next train.
Just a minute. You do still love your wife, don't you?
Yes, I do. I left her only because I knew I was no good. Couldn't even support her when Dad cut me off. So I thought she'd divorce me and be free.
But she didn't.
Well, that was Dad's doing. He knew I loved her. But I'm not going to keep her from being happy now. So...
So what?
Gladys! You came down here.
Of course. I was afraid you'd go away without seeing me. No, Jeff, darling. I heard what you said about my happiness. And I thought you were selfish. Oh, forgive me, Jeff.
Forgive you? Oh, my dear.
I'm evacuating my position, Judy. The captain has taken his objective.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Jean Herschel, waiting to greet you. But first, Judy Price wants to leave this important thought with you.
Thousands of men alive and well today were recent serious battle burn casualties. Thanks to a new technique in burn treatment used by our splendid Army and Navy Medical Corps, thousands and thousands of burn cases recovered in a remarkable fashion. This amazingly effective new treatment includes the surface application of petroleum jelly. You probably have the world's leading brand, Vaseline petroleum jelly, in your medicine chest right now. So when anyone in your family suffers a minor burn, treat it with tested, reliable Vaseline petroleum jelly. Spread Vaseline petroleum jelly liberally on fine mesh gauze and place over the burn. Then bandage firmly, but not tightly. Of course, if the burn is deep or covers a wide area, always call a doctor. But remember, there's just nothing better for minor household burns than tested, reliable Vaseline petroleum jelly. There are many petroleum jellies on the market, but only one bears the trademark Vaseline. That trademark, owned by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, is your guarantee of absolute purity. And now here is Jean Herschel.
Thank you very much. Tonight's story was written by Rebecca M. Bennett of Indianapolis, who has been a winner several times in the Dr. Christian script competitions and is the author of a book of poetry, The Great White Bird. Next week, we plan to present a new prize play, The Philandering Ghost, by Margaret Corti of Washington, D.C. So we invite you to listen again next Wednesday night to the Vaseline program. Same time and same station. And until then, I'll say good night.
Want a tip for chapped lips? Try Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost immediately. Only 10 or 25 cents at any drugstore. For quick relief, quick healing, Vaseline Lip Ice. You've got a treat coming next Wednesday night in the Dr. Christian play, The Philandering Ghost. Don't miss it. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.